Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the last Aliyah in Parsha's Lech Lecha, that's Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. And the Pasuk says, V'akimasi is brisi, and I'm going to establish my bris, beinu beinecha, between me and you, uvein zarecha acharecha, and between your offspring after you, l'dayri sum for all generations, l'bris olam, an eternal bris. What is that bris? Lias lecha l'akim, to be for you a god, ulazarecha acharecha, and for your offspring after you, v'nosati lecha, and I'm going to give to you, ulazarecha acharecha, and to your offspring after you, es eretz migurecha, the land of your sojourning, es kol eretz Canaan, the entire land of Canaan, lachuzas olam, for an eternal possession. Vayisi lahem lelekim, and I'm going to be for them as a God. Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Zayin. Hashem tells Avram, "Vakimasi is brisi. Mahi abris? What is that bris? Lias lachal lekim, to be for you as a God." Pasuk Chasen Rashi, lachuzas olam, v'sham eyal lachem lelekim, and over there in Eretz Canaan, I'm going to be for you as a God. Aval hadar b'chutz la'aretz, someone that lives in chutz la'aretz, kamisha in lo yaleika, it's as if he doesn't have a God. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. Vayir melekim al Avram. Hashem said to Avram, "V'ata as brisi tishmor, and you shall guard my bris. Atav zarcha acharecha darizam, you and your offspring after you for all your generations." Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Tes. Ve'ata vav zoy meisval inyan rishon. This vav is adding on to the previous topic. Ani hinei brisi itach. Behold, my bris is with you. Ve'ata ve'zar l'shamran. You have to be careful to guard it. Umahi shmirasa. And what is its guarding? Zoyz brisi asher tishmur himay lachem. Which is the next pasuk. Pasuk Yod. Zoyz brisi. This is my bris. Asher tishmru, that you shall guard beinu v'nechem, between me and you. Ve'zarcha acharecha, and between your offspring after you. Himay lachem kol zachar. You shall circumcise for yourself all males. Unmaltem es besar alaschem. You shall circumcise the flesh of your arlov. B'hayol ois bris, and it shall be as a sign of the bris, beinu v'nechem, between me and you. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud, beinu v'nechem, between me and you, oisam shalachshav. These are the people that are alive right now, bein zarecha acharecha, and between your offspring after you, hasidim livalad acharecha, all the ones that will be born. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, uven shmein as yamim, one who is 8 days old, yimay lechem kol zarchel darisechem, you shall circumcise for yourself all males for all your generations. Yilid bayis, one who is born in the house, umiknas kesef, and one who is purchased with money, mikol b'nechar, from anyone who's foreign, asher who's not from your offspring. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, to see what this is talking about. Yilid Bayis, someone who's born in the house, that's Sheyulodatu Hashivcha B'Bayis, that's talking about someone whom a maidservant had given birth to, meaning one of the non-Jewish maidservants, she gave birth to a boy, that boy needs to have bris milah as well, and umiknas kesef, one who's purchased with money, Shekinoi Mishinoilad, you had purchased him, he also needs a bris milah. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel, Himal Yimal Yilid Beis Chom Miknas Kaspecha, you shall surely circumcise one that's born in your house and one that's purchased with your money, V'hasab brisi b'vsar and my bris shall be in your flesh for an eternal bris. Va'arel zacher, and a male who is uncircumcised, asher lo yimal es b'sar lasay, that he does not circumcise the flesh of his arla, v'nechrasa ha'nefshahim ha'amel, that soul shall be cut off from its nation, as brisi hefar, he has done away with my bris. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, himal yimal yilid b'secha, kan kafa olav lo yamar l'shma niyam. Over here, he doubled the lashon, and he didn't say it has to be done at 8 days. L'amedcha teaches you, sheyesh lid bayis, there is a type of boy that's going to be born in a house, the nimal that's going to be given a bris after 8 days. And this is talked about in Maseches Shabbos. Pasuk Yedan Rashi, Va'arel Zachar, an uncircumcised male. What does this teach us? This teaches us that the mila is done in a place where it's recognizable that he is a male and not a female. Asher lo yimel, if he does not get a bris mila, once a person comes to the stage that he could become punished, then he's going to be chayev kares, he's going to be cut off if he does not have a bris. But a person's father that does not give him a bris in Anish Olav Kars, he's not going to get Kars for not giving his child a bris. Avol Oiver Basay, his Oiver Nasay. V'nechrasa HaNefesh, what does that mean that the soul is going to be cut off? Hailech Hariri, he's going to go childless, Umeis Kadim Zmane, and die before his time. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayir Melekim Al Avraham, and Hashem said to Avraham, Sarai Ishtacha, your wife Sarah, Loisekra Shema Sarai, her name shouldn't be called Sarai, Ki Sarah Shema, for her name is Sarah. Uveach Tiyosa, and I shall bless her. V'gam Nasati Menu L'cha L'bein, and I shall also give to you a son from her. Uveach Tiyah, and I shall bless her. And she shall become nations, Malchei Amim Mimena Yiyu, kings of peoples will come from her. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezvav. Loisekar Shma Sarai, do not call her name Sarai. The Mashma then implies, Sarai, she is my Sarah, she's my minister. Leave Loi Lachem, for me and not for anyone else. Ki Sarah Stam Shema, her name is Sarah, Shethei Sarah Alkol, she shall be a minister, she shall be over everyone. Pasuk Tezayin Rashi, Rechti Yisayin, I shall bless her. And Umahiya Bracha, what is that Bracha? Shechazul in Arusa, she went back to her youthful days. Shenemar says, Hoysali Edna, over Yachtiha. That means she's going to be able to nurse from her breasts. When she's going to need that on the day of Yitzchak Suda. They were actually making fun of Avram and Sarah, that they brought a random child from the marketplace. Va'imerman saying, B'neinu, who is really our child? They didn't believe that Yitzchak was actually Avram and Sarah's child. Every single one of the women that came to this feast, they brought their child with them, but they didn't bring the nursemaid, meaning there was no one to nurse their child. And Sarah, she nursed all the children there. Karma. That's why it says, Hinika banim sara. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayipal Avram alpana, Vayitzchak, and Avram fell on his face, and he was happy. Vayomer b'libo, and he said in his heart, Halaben me'a shana yivaled, to a man of 100 years old, as he can have a child, Ve'im sara habas tishim shana teled, and Sarah, who's 90 years old, as she can have a child. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudzayin. Vayipal Avram alpana, Vayitzchak, Zetrigum unklus l'shein simcha. Unklus translates this, meaning he was very happy, Vichadi, and he was happy. Vishal sara, but when it says that Sarah laughed, l'shein machak, that means she was laughing, she was scoffing. Lamata teaches you, Avram Hemin. Avram actually believed Hashem v'samach and he was happy. V'saru lo hamina, but Sarah didn't believe Hashem v'ligluga and she laughed, she scoffed. V'zeu sheik ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sarah. That's why Hashem, he was upset at Sarah v'lo heik ben Avram, but not an Avram. Haloben, how do we understand this word? Yesh t'miyas shehen kayamas. This means, this is an expression of wonderment. Hanigloy niglesi, haroya ato, avzuhi kayamas, v'kach arm b'liba. This is what he said. Hanasa chesed ze la'acher. Is such a chesed going to be done? Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisali, that which he's going to do for me. V'im sar habas tishim shana. Is she able to give birth? Even though the original generations, they would give birth at 500 years old. Already in the days of Avram, they didn't live so long, and a weakness came to the world. But we can learn that from the 10 generations, from Noach, Noach had his first child at 500, all the way till Avram, it was only 10 generations, that they hurried and they had children sooner, either at 30 years old or at 70 years old. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Vayomer Avraham el Elokim, and Avram said to Hashem, Lu Yishmael Yichiel Fanecha, oh that Yishmael might live before you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudches. What does that mean? Lu Yishmael Yichiel, Halvai Sheyichi Yishmael, Halvai Yishmael should live. Eini Kedai L'Kabel Matan Schar Kazeh, I'm not fitting to receive such reward that I'm going to have my own child. Yichiel Fanecha, Yichiel B'Yerosecha, that he should live in your fear, meaning the Kamai Yisalach Lefanai, Palach Kadamai. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Vayomer el Elokim, Hashem said, Aval Sara Ishtecha Yiledes L'Chabein. No, Sara, your wife, she is going to give birth a son to you. The karasa is Shema Yitzchak, and you shall call his name Yitzchak. Vaki Masi is Brisi Itai, and I shall establish my covenant with him. Lebris Olam, an eternal bris, Lezairach Rav, for his offspring after him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. Aval, this is Lashayna Mitas Dvarm, an expression of a truthful happening of things. Vechein Aval Hashem Manachnu, Aval Bein Einla. The karasa is Shema Yitzchak, Hashem Hatzchak, because of the laughter. Yeshayim, and some say, why is his name Yitzchak? The letter Yud is representative of Hashem Asar Nisyanis, the 10 Nisyanis that Avram went through, and the letter Tzadi is Shana Shal Sara, that's how old Sara was, and the Ches is Yom Shanimel, he was given a bris mila at 8 days old, and the Kuf Shana Shal Avram, and that's representative of the 100 years of Avram. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Hashem continues telling Avram, Ul Yishmael Shmaticha, and about Yishmael I've heard you, Hinei Berachti Yisai, behold I have blessed him, V'hefresi Yisai, and I will increase him, V'yerberisi Ma'id, and I will make him very numerous, B'ma'id Ma'id, very much so, Shnei Masar Nesim Yailid, he's going to have 12 princes, when Esatav L'Goy Gadol, I'm going to make him to a great nation. V'esbrisi Akim as Yitzchak, and I'm going to establish my bris through Yitzchak, Asher Teled L'Chasar L'Maid Azeh, that Sarah is going to give birth to you at this time, Bashana Acheres, in the next year. Vayichal Daber Itoi, and he concluded speaking to him, Vayala L'Kim Al Avram, and Hashem ascended from Avram. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk of Beis, Me'al Avram. What does that mean, he ascended from Avram? L'Shay Nekiyahu Klap Yishchino, this is the proper way to speak when we're talking about the Shechino of Laman, and this teaches us, Shat Tzadikim Merkavti Shalmakim, the Tzadikim, they are the chariot of Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel. Vayikach Avram as Yishmael B'nai, and Avram took Yishmael his son, Beis Kol Yilidei Beisai, and all those that were born in his house, Ve'ez Kol Miknas Kaspa, and everything that was purchased with his money. Kol Zachar, all males, Ba'anche Beis Avram, in the household of Avram, Ba'yomal as Besar Arlosam, and he circumcised the flesh of their Arla, Be'etzma Yom Hazeh, on that very day, Kasher Tiber Oysay Elikim, like Hashem had spoken to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, Be'etzma Yom, Ba'yom Shen Itzdava, that very day that he was commanded, Ba'yom V'loy Balayla, during the day and not even at night. Lo'y Nisyar, Lo'y Min Agayim, he wasn't afraid of the nations, V'loy Min Alay Tzonim, not from all the scoffers, V'shaloy Yu'ayvav Bnei Dar Aymim, so that his haters and his enemies and the people of his generation wouldn't say, either we knew if we saw him, we wouldn't allow him to give bris milu l'kayim and tzvesa shamakim and to keep to the word of Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet. Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shana. Avram was 99 years old. Behimai loy basar lasoi, when the flesh of his foreskin was circumcised. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk of Dalet. Behimai loy behifa aloy. This was done to him. Kamai behibar behimai loy. So what does that mean? It was done to him. Not al Avram sakin v'achaz bar lasoi v'ratzalachtoich. Avram, he took a knife and he held onto his arla and he wanted to cut it. V'hayim Israel, but he was afraid. Shayizakin, because he was old. Masakash Baruch Hu, what Hashem do? Shalach Yadav Achaz Imai. Hashem, so to speak, sent out his own hand and helped Avram do the bris milah. Shenemar, it says, V'charis Imai bris. Loiloi Neymar doesn't say to him, Elo Imai with him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Hei, V'yishmal B'nai, and Yishmal his son, Ben Shleish Yisrei Shana, he was 13 years old, B'himai Loi, Eis Besar Lasai, when the skin of his flesh was circumcised. Let's see Rashi over here, B'himai Loi, Eis Besar Lasai, B'Avram Loi Neymar Eis. By Avram, it doesn't say the word Eis, L'fish Loi Haya Chasar El Chituch Basar, because he was only missing simply cutting the foreskin. in, because it was already compressed because he's had tashmish. Yishmael was still a lad, he was 13. He had to cut the arla, and he also had to do priya, which is peeling back in the membrane, which is something we have to do at a bris mila. That's why it has this extra word ace. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav. On that very day, Nimel Avraham Yishmael Benoi, Avram and Yishmael his son had a bris mila. B'chol Anshei Beis and all the people of his house, Yilid Bai is born in his household. Umiknas Kesef Me'es Ben Nechar and purchased for money from a stranger. Nimelu Itai, they were circumcised with him. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chavav Be'etzem Ayom Azeh Shemalu La Avram Tishim V'Teisha Shana. That's when Avram was 99 years old. Yishmael Shlish Esrei Shanim and Yishmael turned 13 years old. Nimel Avram Yishmael Benoi. That's when they had the bris mila on that very day. With this, we conclude Parshas Lech Lecha. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.